Are you ready to awaken to a new you? Welcome to Healthy You Radio, the radio network that empowers you to heal you. Keisha Yours is here to share over 25 years of frontline medical experience, bringing you the latest scientific and medical research, tempered with the holistic wisdom of Ayurveda and functional medicine, all so you can be the best you you can be. And now your host, Keisha Yours.
And welcome to Healthy You Radio, everybody. This is Keisha Yours, your wellness coach and advisor for today. And welcome to Healthy You Radio, Benny.
Oh, happy day, Keisha.
Good to see you again.
You as well.
We've got twins on the way. Benny's getting his A game on, he says. The brain's in gear. He's ready to go.
It's been in gear.
All right. Well, good.
In the highest gear I can get it.
Well, you know what we're going to talk about is a great way to actually give your baby boys the best gut health they can have.
All right.
So you need to listen up to the show.
I'm paying attention.
Because as you know, this is what we talk about all the time on the show is ways that you be healthier so that you don't get sick in the first place, right?
That's right. Hey, and look at me. I'm still healthy.
That's right. Radio that empowers you to heal you.
Perfect.
All right. So our guest today is Dr. Campbell McBride, who graduated as a medical doctor in Russia with a postgraduate degree in neurology. And after practicing for 5 years as a neurologist and 3 years as a neurosurgeon, she started a family and moved to the United Kingdom. And after having her son diagnosed with autism, she began an intensive study into the causes and treatments of autism. And it was during this time that Dr. Campbell McBride developed her theories about the relationship between neurological disorders and nutrition, and completed a second postgraduate degree in human nutrition. After treating her son out of the autistic spectrum, Dr. Campbell McBride returned to practice in 2000, and she now runs the Cambridge Nutrition Clinic. In 2004, she published Gut and Psychology Syndrome, Natural Treatment of Autism, ADHD, Dyslexia, Dyspraxia, Depression, and Schizophrenia, where she explores the connection between the patient's physical state and brain function. And this book actually gives really great detail on the GAPS nutritional protocol, which has been highly successful in treating patients with learning disabilities and other mental problems. Dr. Campbell McBride works with many patients with heart disease, high blood pressure, arrhythmias, stroke, and other complications of atherosclerosis also, and she's become acutely aware of the existing confusion about nutrition and these conditions, which spurred an intensive study into the subject, which now has spurred her latest book, Put Your Heart in Your Mouth, What Really Is Heart Disease and What Can We Do to Prevent and Even Reverse It. Welcome to Healthy You Radio, Dr. Campbell McBride.
Thank you very much.
So,
it's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. You're talking to us from the United Kingdom, I know, so our time switch is kind of precarious sometimes, and I appreciate you making the effort to share your knowledge and wisdom with our listeners.
Oh, that's a pleasure.
So you started your research with an intent to write about autism, but you actually found out that this treatment protocol treats more than just autistic disorder, right?
Absolutely. All these conditions are just diagnostic boxes where we put our patients based on a group of symptoms. Every diagnostic box doesn't describe what causes the condition and how to treat the condition and what is the essence of the condition. So when I've looked at thousands of children and treated thousands of children, I've realized that there is another condition which underlines all these diagnostic boxes, which really causes these problems. And in order to treat them, we need to be aware of that underlying condition. And I named it gut and psychology syndrome. And depending on the genetic makeup of the child or the adult, on various constitutional points and various other environmental things that happen to this person, every person manifests that one condition with different groups of symptoms.
Now, it's interesting because, you know, lots of ancient forms of medicine, like Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, modern-day naturopathy, they all say that all disease begins in the gut and your health is actually rooted in the gut. And so the fact that you put a link between gut and psychology actually wasn't a surprise to me. And I loved your book because I've been saying all this stuff to my patients all along, and now I can say, here's a book to read first and then come back and we'll talk. It's great because you saved me so much time in trying to educate people about this, because people will say, well, what does the gut have to do with depression? And why don't you explain that? Because there's a really wonderful, elegant physiology behind that.
Absolutely. Indeed, the roots of our health are in our gut. And no matter how big a tree may be, no matter how high and proud its twigs and leaves might be up there. If the roots are sickly, the tree is not going to thrive. Those twigs and leaves and the crown are not going to thrive. The tree is going to wilt. Why the roots are in the gut? Because there is more and more people nowadays are aware that we've got bacteria, microbes living in our digestive tract. And now the researchers in Sweden and Norway have discovered, and that's the recent research, that about 90% of all cells and all genetic material in a human body is our gut flora. So we are only 10%. We're only a shell providing a habitat for this mass of microbes living inside us.
Which makes you start to wonder who's hosting who, right?
Exactly. Who's the boss here?
Who's the boss? That's exactly right.
Absolutely. And we ignore that mass of microbes at our peril because it is a highly evolved and highly complicated microscopic world where all species control each other, interact with each other, talk to each other, and they talk to the human body, they talk to our immune system. More than 85%, about 85% of our immunity is located in the gut wall. And there is a constant conversation going on between our immune system and the gut flora. Absolutely constant. Our gut flora takes part in pretty much every function in the body. It is a highly, highly important part of our human physiology. We cannot digest food without involvement of gut flora. It makes sure that the food gets broken down properly and transported properly across the gut lining, and certain substances are absorbed and other substances are not absorbed. They make sure that toxic substances, which are produced as a byproduct of our digestive process, and anything toxic that we might have swallowed, does not go inside our body. They chelate them. They have got the most powerful chelating agents on their cell membranes, which grab hold of these toxins, and many of them are cancer-causing toxins, grab hold of them, and if they cannot neutralize them, they would hold them until they take them out of the body in the form of the stool. Because human stool, most of it is bacteria. Most of it is microbes. So they're the major, major detoxifying agent in the body. There is a research that was conducted on two groups of rats, which were fed organic mercury in their food. And one group of rats was pre-treated with a very powerful antibiotic to wipe out their gut flora. And what the researchers found later on, after this, both groups were given this mercury, that the group that has been pre-treated with antibiotics, whose gut flora was destroyed, more than 90% of mercury that they've consumed flooded into their bloodstream and got distributed around the body. But the group of rats who were healthy and had their gut flora intact, perfectly active and healthy, less than 1% of that mercury got inside through the gut lining, got inside into the bloodstream. So that means that the first barrier to anything toxic in the environment, including the heavy metals, is our own gut flora. So if you've got a healthy, robust gut flora, you can eat fish and plenty of it, and it'll do you only good. All that mercury in the fish that comes from our polluted oceans will be chelated and will be taken out of the body. And apart from taking part in the appropriate digestion, absorption of food, and protecting us from toxins, gut flora actively synthesizes a whole host of nutrients which we virtually cannot get anywhere else. And that's a whole group of B vitamins, B1, B2, B3, niacin, folic acid, B6, B12, biotin, vitamin K2, and many other active substances which our bodies need all the time. Every second, whether we're asleep or awake. And these substances, most of them are water-soluble, so their life in the body is quite short. So despite the fact that we might be eating plenty of them in the food, or we might even take supplements, there will be times during the day when the body will be deficient in these substances. So Mother Nature found a perfect solution to this problem. It provided us with our own little factory inside our digestive system, which constantly synthesizes these substances and constantly releases them into the bloodstream in appropriate amounts. Because, as I said, there is a conversation going on between the body and the gut flora. The body tells the gut flora how much B12, for example, they need at that particular moment, and gut flora will release that amount of B12 into the bloodstream.
Unless there's no gut flora available.
Absolutely, apart from people who have no gut flora available. And people who lose their gut flora, first thing that happens to them, they become pale and pasty. They develop anemia. And any specialist in anemia will tell you that there is much more than iron to anemia. mm-hmm. that people with anemia usually have severe deficiencies in B vitamins. They all need B1 and B2 and folic acid and B12 and B6. And no matter what we do with these people, no matter how many supplements we might give them or even injections of these vitamins, they will be pale and pasty and they will be anemic until we restore their gut flora.
Because it's all about absorption, and if they're not absorbing, then why give it to them?
Exactly.
So I always
exactly.
say you
and
have
the absorption
very...
of these substances is very complex.
Right, and so they always have very expensive urine if you're giving it to them and they can't absorb it. Dr. McBride, we actually have to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll talk about what this has to do with so many different issues that are on the health spectrum today. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewer. Stay tuned.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle, not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your Healthy You.
Information provided on the Healthy You radio show is provided for informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for the advice provided by your physician or other healthcare professional. You should not use the information from the broadcast of the radio show for diagnosing or treating a health problem, disease, or prescribing any medication or other treatment.
Join Ayurvedic and shamanic healer Keisha Ewers and Incan shaman Puma Kiespi for a two-week transformational journey to the sacred land of Peru. Synchronize your heart with the heartbeat of Mother Earth and connect to the healing power of the Andes in June of 2011 during the most sacred time of year. Winter solstice. There's an ancient Peruvian prophecy that the land of the eagle, also known as North America, will join with the land of the condor to assist in the evolution of human consciousness and preservation of Mother Earth, or Pachamama. Until now, the land of the eagle has been asleep, and it has been up to the medicine people of Peru to be the keepers of the ancient spiritual wisdom of Atlantis. Be a part of the new awakening of the eagle and healing of our country with this journey of a lifetime. Immerse yourself in the power centers of the earth located in and around the Andean region, including the mystical wonder of the world, Machu Picchu. In the company of the shamans of the Andes, experience the medicine of the earth. Open your chakras. Take part in sacred fire ceremonies, cultural and spiritual exploration, guided meditations, and immerse yourself in the spiritual energy of sacred temples at the most auspicious time of year for the Andes, the winter solstice. Register now for the early bird special and get $100 off your total tour cost. Trip dates are June 15th through June 30th of 2011. As you plan your coming year, give yourself the gift of transformation. Early bird specials in December 31st of 2010. Call Fern Life Center now at 425-391-3376 or log on to fernlifecenter.com for more information about this sacred journey of a lifetime.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and joining me today for more radio that empowers you to heal yourself is Dr. Campbell McBride, who is the author of The Gut and Psychology Syndrome, a natural treatment for autism, dyspraxia, ADD, dyslexia, ADHD, depression, and schizophrenia. Welcome back to Healthy You Radio, Dr. McBride.
Thank you.
So you, I know you set out with your research with the intent to help children with autism. In particular, you had have a child that was on the autistic spectrum disorder. I have one too. And you and I both know that the statistics on autism and the rate of diagnosis each year is growing, and it's kind of staggering. And you write that one in 150 kids is diagnosed in Canada, the United Kingdom, and the United States every year. And this figure actually used to be one in 10,000 20 years ago. So this is pretty amazing. And I know a lot of money in the United States is going towards autism now as far as research and treatment through the NIH. Yet there's still a lot of talk about this being genetic. And yet most people that have this in their family say, we don't have this in our genes. Nothing resembles this. And so I love the question that you ask about, are we just diagnosing better than we used to? And if it's that, then where are the kids that we missed, you know, earlier? So, where are they today? You know, you ask some very good questions that are very pertinent.
Until the last 20 years, the incidence of autism was 1 in 10,000. And in the last 20 years, it came to 1 in 50 in most developed countries in the world. And in some counties here in Britain, we're diagnosing one child in 69.
Mm.
And in America, it's the same. As I understand, some areas of America diagnose 1 in 88 and similar numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So something drastic and tragic has happened in the last 20 years, or possibly longer, preparing for this explosion. So this rapid epidemic of autism, and you can only call it an epidemic, is a proof that autism is not a genetic disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Because genetics do not work that way. They do not change so rapidly.
Right.
It is environmental, and it's an absolute proof that's staring us in the face. So genetics is a typical scapegoat that the authorities like to wheel out to people when they can't explain something.
Right.
So things are blamed on genetics commonly when we can't.
Or we say unknown ideology, which I always say means we're idiots and we don't know.
Mm-hmm, so exactly. It is the truth is staring us in the face.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say, that gut and psychology syndrome, as we were talking about the gut flora, these children, they do not acquire normal healthy gut flora from the beginning, because a baby in the womb of the mother is sterile, and its digestive tract is sterile. At the time of birth, as the baby goes through the birth canal, the baby swallows first mouthfuls of bacteria, and that becomes the baby's gut flora. So whatever lives in mom's canal, mom's vagina, becomes the baby's gut flora. Now, here we have to look at where does the vaginal flora come from. It comes from the bowel. So whatever lives in mom's bowel, that's what becomes her vaginal flora. And, of course, the father shares his growing flora, which comes out of his bowel, with the mother on a regular basis. So the fathers are not exempt either. So that flora becomes the flora of the baby. We pass our own gut flora to the baby at birth. We have generation now of young women who are having children now who have got abnormal, compromised gut flora. The condition is called gut dysbiosis due to overuse of antibiotics, due to breastfeeding getting out of fashion in the 60s and 70s, and it's still continuing. Bottle-fed babies develop completely different gut flora to the breast-fed babies. So moms who are having babies now inherited mildly compromised gut flora from their mothers, because their mothers were exposed to a few courses of antibiotics on the way somewhere. Then they were not breastfed, which deepened the damage to their gut flora and developed it in the wrong direction from the beginning. And then these generations of young ladies were put on a contraceptive pill at quite a young age, and they took that pill for quite a few years before they became ready to have children. And contraceptive pill has a devastating effect on the gut flora. It alters it quite radically, quite seriously. And then you can add all the junk food on the way, full of processed carbohydrates and sugar, which also alter composition of the gut flora. So by the time our young ladies are ready to start the family, they have quite abnormal gut flora, and that's what they pass to their children. So these children start their lives from abnormal gut flora, and that gut flora then causes damage in the gut lining itself, making it porous and leaky, which allows all sorts of toxic substances and parasites through into the bloodstream. At the same time, this abnormal gut flora in these children consumes the food that comes along, and converts it into hundreds and hundreds of highly toxic substances, which then absorb into the bloodstream of these children, get distributed around the body, and get into the brain of the child.
Now,
children with autism and ADHD and dyslexia and dyspraxia and that larger group of behavioral learning and social problems, which do not fit into any diagnostic box, these children are born with perfectly normal brains. And they're born with normal eyes and normal ears and normal tactile sensitivity and other normal sensitivity organs, sensory organs. But the way the child learns from the environment is through the sensory organs. Children listen to everything, they touch everything, they mouth everything, they look at everything. You know, babies have that rude stare, you know, when they stare at you until they figure you out.
Mm-hmm.
There is a thinking process going on there while they're staring at you. You can see that they're trying to figure something out. So all these sensory organs are collecting information from the environment. And then that information is passed into the brain to be sorted out, to be processed. And that's how the child learns that this is mommy, and this is daddy, and this is a spoon. I do this with that, with the spoon. I don't do anything else with it. This is a toy called car, and I play with it like that. I don't throw it, and I don't break it, and I don't pull the wheels off, or I don't line it up, or do something else inappropriate with it. But if the child's brain is clogged with toxicity, which flooded from the gut into the brain, that intoxicated brain cannot process the sensory information coming from eyes and ears and tactile sensitivity and so on. It all turns into a jumble, into a mush in their head, into a noise. And as a result, the child cannot derive any useful information from it and cannot learn to behave properly or to speak properly or to understand language or to do anything else appropriately. That's how these conditions develop in children. In adults with psychiatric problems that I work with as well, such as schizophrenia and bipolar disorder and obsessive-compulsive disorder and substance abuse and depression and other psychiatric, so-called psychiatric disorders, the same thing happens in these people. Many of these patients were GAPS children right from the start, because when I speak to them, I collect the health history. I usually speak to the parents as well and collect the health history right from birth. Of these patients. But those who did not start as GAPS patients from the beginning, later on in life, there was some event which damaged their gut flora. There was a prolonged course of antibiotics, for example, for acne. Or there was a prolonged course of another chronic prescription medication or some other influence which damaged that person's gut flora and damaged the gut lining. So the gut, instead of being a source of nourishment for the person, became a major source of toxicity in the body, which floods into the brain, clogs it up, and causes all those psychiatric symptoms in the patient. So it is a gut and psychology condition. These are essentially digestive disorders and need to be treated accordingly.
Now, it's interesting because, you know, as you write about this and you talk about it, as I was reading your book, because I've taken a lot of educational classes about this, I knew the connection. But one of the things that I'd figured out a long time ago in my own personal journey, I have a son with Asperger's syndrome, uh-huh. is that I was on the pill early because someone put me on it for acne, right? Pretty uh-huh. common these days, you know, in my generation. And then antibiotics as a child for strep throat, I constantly had strep throat. And what people don't understand is that once you give that antibiotic once, now you've wiped out that gut flora, which then lowers your immunity even further, so it makes you more likely to get another round of this place, you know, the
That's
same
right.
infection. So serial strep throat all the way through college. And then I had a son, you know, that has the Asperger's that had serial ear infections. And of course, like a good dutiful mother, I went along and gave him antibiotics over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And so it turns out that he now is allergic to gluten and soy, and I'm allergic to soy and gluten and casein. And so both of us have this lovely little leaky gut, but we didn't know about this when we were, you know, when he was young. And I developed rheumatoid arthritis, an autoimmune disorder, right? And then he has Asperger's. And it wasn't until he was well into his adolescent years that this research started coming out. into more mainstream where I reached it. And it makes me so sad because I am only that canary, you know, like there are so many people just like me and just like you that went along with the medical, you know, field as we knew it. And we were just doing what we knew. So now what do we do about it? And I think that's what's so wonderful is this protocol that you have put together. And I'd like to talk about that because, and in your book, you talk about, you know, mothers who, of course, are desperate and very well educated because when the medical community is not providing answers, who becomes the most intelligent person on the block? The mother, right? Mm-hmm. Because we have that mother tiger, you know, we want our children to be able to thrive and be happy. And so all these moms are bringing their children to you and you're treating them and you're starting, you know, mom's starting to say, gosh, my husband's heart disease is clearing up too. And my bipolar disorder and his sister's learning disability, right? Because she's got everybody on the GAPS diet because she doesn't want to cook, yeah, a million different ways for the whole family. And what a great way to see your research spread.
Mm-hmm. It is wonderful. Well, you see, this is a knowledge that needs to be spread, and I'm very grateful to people like you who do that, because there are millions and millions of people suffering out there in desperate conditions.
Yes.
An absolutely desperate state. And I find that when I start working with one child, I find that the whole family needs mm-hmm. treating.
Mm-hmm.
Because siblings of these children may not be autistic or may not be hyperactive, but most of them have digestive problems. Many of them are very fussy eaters. They're very difficult to please. Many of them have mood abnormalities and may have slight quirky learning problems, which would not be diagnosed as anything, but they still may cause some problem at school or some learning problem. And many of them have eczema or they have asthma. Or they have some other conditions which are related to abnormal gut flora. I'm writing my second book now, a second GAPS book, which is Gut and Physiology Syndrome. As it happens, psychology and physiology both begin with the letter P.
Very convenient.
Yes, it will still be GAPS. So Gut and Physiology Syndrome will cover rheumatoid arthritis and other autoimmune conditions, diabetes type 1 and multiple sclerosis. It will cover the group of conditions, the debilitating fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, and ME. It will cover all the different arthritis that people get. It will cover eczema and psoriasis and asthma and other conditions which are related to abnormalities in the gut flora.
But is it going to really be any different in the protocol than it is for a child with autism?
No, the treatment protocol will be the same.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? It's
yes,
so yeah,
the
beautiful.
Treatment protocol is out there. Yeah. It's on several websites, described in great detail. And I'm overwhelmed with the demand for consultations. I cannot possibly treat everybody who needs help. That is why I have published everything I could, as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very grateful to a lot of my patients and a lot of other people who have published it on their websites. And there are a lot of discussion groups set up on Yahoo and on the internet where people share their knowledge and share their discoveries because everybody is an individual case and people discover new things all the time with their own children and their own members of the family. So I'm very grateful to all those people. So it is a self-help protocol. You mm-hmm. don't need a doctor. You don't need a practitioner to guide you through it by hand. You can implement it yourself. You just, all the information is out there. And there are literally thousands and thousands of people around the world who have done exactly that. And when I get their emails, I rejoice. I'm so happy for these people.
Yes.
And I take my hat to them that they didn't ask me for a consultation.
We're going to take a quick break, Dr. Campbell McBride. And when we return, we'll talk about the protocol and how to do the self-help part of this. This is Keisha Ewers. You're listening to Healthy You Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a moment.
It's great to do something that helps you grow and learn. And it's even better when the doing helps others, too. Enter to win a trip to Peru. Buy a raffle ticket for $25 and earn a chance to win a trip to Peru. Proceeds go to educate girls in Nepal to combat their human trafficking problem. Fern Life Center is committed to educating at least one girl for the entire course of her four-year education, approximately $5,000. Please join us in empowering these girls and giving them a chance for a healthy, safe life. drawing will be held in March of 2011. Trip dates are June 15th through the 30th of 2011. Please call Friend Life Center at 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com for more details. Free trip does not include airfare and begins on arrival to Cusco, Peru.
Thinking about doing a cleanse? Why not do it all the way and detox your body, spirit, and mind? Here's what people are saying about Fern Life Center's Ayurvedic Full Body Detox Program called Panchakarma.
My journey with Keisha and Fern Life Center began in February 2008. Upon my initial consultation, my heart and spirit knew Keisha would be the compassionate healer and medical provider I had looked for all of my adult life. My now husband and I went through the Ayurvedic Panchakarma Detox Program and continued to meet with Keisha to focus on our individual growth and healing. I was able to begin peeling back the layers of blockage I had placed in my life decades ago, like the layers of an onion. Not only did I lose 10 pounds and clear up my skin and digestive issues, but this program was a catalyst that created a sense of freedom in my life that I honestly had not thought was possible to achieve.
Start your journey to health and call Fern Life Center at 424-391-3376 today for a consultation with Keisha. Start your cleanse today. 425-391-3376. Mention this ad and get one of your detox supplements free. Not valid with other offers. Are you ready to find balance in your life? Sometimes life can be challenging on all levels, physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Visit Fern Life Center and let Keisha Uris, ARNP, an integrative medical specialist, design a detoxification program that fits your unique needs, body type, and lifestyle. One size does not fit all, and detoxing can potentially be harmful if not done properly. Enter Fern Life Center's detoxification and Panchakarma program and come out with a new lease on life, feeling more energetic, peaceful, and lighter. Call Fern Life Center today and find out what transformation feels like. Call 425-391-3376 and make an appointment with Keisha today. Mention this ad and get a free steam in their unique detoxifying herbalized cedar steamer with any regular massage. Lighten up your body, mind, and spirit. You're worth it. Go to fernlifecenter.com and sign up for Keisha's free monthly newsletter, and you can keep up with the latest health tips, seasonal recipes, words of wisdom, and get your questions answered in her advice column.
Do you suffer from allergies, food sensitivities, hormone imbalance, depression, fatigue, weight gain, burnout, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, autoimmune disorders, skin problems, anxiety, or have stomach or gut issues? There is a solution. Keisha Uris has over 25 years in medicine and brings the world of naturopathic medicine, Ayurveda, and her Western medical education together to form an integrative approach to solving the root cause of illness. Keisha spends more time with her patients than most doctors and really listens to their stories in order to help cure a problem rather than just treating symptoms. Give yourself the gift of good health and call Keisha today. Take control of your life and call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 for an appointment. For more information about Keisha and Fern Life Center, go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and get a copy of Keisha's immune-boosting tips for free. Beat the flu season naturally. Most insurance plans accepted.
More talk, less rock. Come on, that's a good thing. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Uers, and if you can't find us on your dial Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m., you can find us on Facebook. You can listen to us live streaming there. Also, send us an email and let us know on Facebook after you fan us what you want to hear about, who you want to learn from, and ways that you would like to be empowered. You can also listen to us on healthyyouradio.com, live streaming off the internet, as well as KKNW's website. Or if you can't find us at 1 o'clock, you can listen to all the archived shows by podcasting us. They're all on Healthy You Radio.
Can I like you on Facebook?
You can like me.
Yes. So there. I'm going to do it.
Thanks, Benny. If you like me, you'll see a picture on Facebook of you in a Superman costume.
Uh-oh.
That's right. It's under our photos. Because Benny is Superman.
Dun, 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 dun.
That's right. Makes all this great radio happen.
That's what I do. Cape and all.
So my guest today is Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride, who is the author of The Gut and Psychology Syndrome, as well as another book that has to do with heart disease using the same protocol. And Dr. Campbell McBride, welcome back to Healthy You Radio.
Thank you.
You found that what you originally set out in your research to accomplish, which was to actually find a cure for autism, has had far more reaching consequences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's really wonderful because, as we said before, many, you know, Ayurvedic medicine talks about the root of all health being in the digestive tract, and we're finding out it's also the root of all illness, right?
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the protocol of the GAPS diet, which is the gut and psychology syndrome, and now we're also going to have the gut and physiology, you said, new book coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Which deals with autoimmunity. And how does this fix what has been commonly known as leaky gut, where these undigested proteins are making their way back into the bloodstream and making people sick?
Absolutely. Well, what happens in autoimmunity? There are a couple of mechanisms that happen. Because these people's gut lining is like a sieve, so many proteins and many other food stuffs do not get the chance to be digested properly before they're absorbed. So they absorb into the bloodstream in a partially digested form. So the immune system faces them there, looks at them, and says, you're not food, I don't recognize you, and attacks them.
Mm-hmm.
So the immune system develops antibodies. And many, many proteins in food are very similar in their three-dimensional structure to the proteins that our bodies are made from. So once the antibodies against a particular foodstuff have been developed, they then may find similar-looking proteins in the body and attack them. And that's what usually happens in autoimmune conditions. In celiac disease, the gut lining gets attacked. In diabetes type 1, pancreas gets attacked. In rheumatoid arthritis, certain fractions of collagen get attacked in the body, which are generally represented in the joints and other tissues. In multiple sclerosis, myelin gets attacked and other structures in the brain. And in every autoimmune condition, particular proteins in the body get attacked. Another mechanism, toxins which are produced by the gut lining, by the abnormal gut flora inside the gut, find their way into the bloodstream through the damaged gut lining. And many of these toxins have an affinity for particular proteins in the body. So they go and attach themselves to those proteins. And once they've attached themselves to the protein, they change its three-dimensional structure again. This research is particularly well demonstrated with acetaldehyde. That's a byproduct. That's a metabolite of alcohol. Yeasts, which overgrow in the gut in people with abnormal gut flora, they always have fungi yeasts growing there. Yeasts consume sugars, which come in with the food, and the only thing they know what to do with these sugars is a biochemical process called alcoholic fermentation. So you develop your own little brewery inside your digestive tract, producing alcohol. And as soon as that alcohol absorbs, it hits the liver, and the liver converts it into acetaldehyde. And it's an extremely toxic substance. Acetaldehyde likes to attach itself to particular receptor sites all over the body. And once it attaches itself to those receptor sites, which are essentially proteins, acetaldehyde changes their three-dimensional structure. So the immune system, which constantly goes around the body, doing the maintenance of the body, finds those altered proteins, looks at them and says, you're not mine, you're foreign, and starts developing antibodies against them, attacking those tissues. I suspect that that is a mechanism in multiple sclerosis, because myelin is largely made out of molecules of cholesterol and lipids, and lipids do absorb toxins, and certain toxins like to be stored in lipids. They attach themselves to lipids.
Mm-hmm.
So once these toxins get into the brain and attach themselves to those fractions of lipids and cholesterol, they change their three-dimensional structure. So the immune system then comes along and develops antibodies against them, a myelin-specific antibody, which is the culprit in the multiple sclerosis. So that's the mechanism. So all these conditions, including dark gut and psychology syndrome conditions, autism and dyslexia and dyspraxia and ADHD, they're all essentially digestive disorders. The treatment has to begin in the digestive tract. We need to heal and seal the gut lining so it stops leaching all these things through. And we need to change the gut flora. We need to drive the pathogens out, all those yeasts and parasites, and replace them with the beneficial flora. And that is achieved with the GAPS nutritional protocol. The protocol consists of the diet. Digestive system is a long tube. What you fill that tube with has a direct effect on its well-being. I don't know why gastroenterologists don't understand that. because they don't understand the role of diet in gastroenterological disorders.
No, they don't.
Which always baffled me.
I know.
Always baffled me. So the diet has to be an absolute cornerstone of the treatment. You cannot just take a pill and fix the problem. You have to put all the effort into the diet. You need to change the diet. And the diet is designed in two stages. There is an introduction, GAPS introduction diet, and there is a GAPS full diet. The GAPS introduction diet helps to heal and seal the gut lining quicker and more effectively and more efficiently. That is why I do recommend that people go through the GAPS introduction diet first before they move into the full GAPS diet. The diet overall takes, the whole treatment overall takes 2 years on average. That's how long it takes to heal and seal the gut, to rebuild new layers of cells in the gut lining, which will repair it. And that's how long it takes to restore the gut flora. Apart from the diet, another part are well-chosen supplements. And these supplements are really foods. We use probiotics. It is essential to introduce beneficial bacteria into the gut in order to kill and remove the pathogens and replace them with the beneficial flora. And probiotics are introduced in two groups. One is probiotic foods, which are fermented foods, which people make at home. All the recipes are in the book and websites and other resources. And in the form of therapeutic strength, commercially available probiotic in capsules or powders. And there are many, many good quality probiotics on the market. Another group of supplements which are very helpful, this is fish oils. Cod liver oil, first of all, because it provides vitamin A and vitamin D and good amounts of cholesterol to rebuild the cells in the gut lining in order to heal and seal them, because no cell regeneration in the body can happen without vitamin A and without vitamin D and without cholesterol that cod liver oil provides. So there are some good brands of cod liver oil on the market. And fish oils, there's a lot of research to show that fish oils, there's a difference between fish oil and cod liver oil. Cod liver oil is the source of fat-soluble vitamins, vitamin A and vitamin D, where fish oils provide omega-3 fatty acids. Cod liver oil also provides those fatty acids, but in a much smaller amount, where fish oil provides just omega-3s. It does not provide vitamin A and vitamin D. And there are many, many good quality fish oil supplements on the market, and they are helpful, particularly for people with mental problems, I find. And apart from these two groups of supplements, there are some optional supplements that people take, such as digestive enzymes and stomach acid supplement. And people who had their gallbladder removed have to take ox bile to supplement a bit of bile in order to digest fats appropriately. And in some individual cases, I may prescribe some well-chosen vitamins and minerals and other nutrients. But essentially, it is probiotics and fish oils and cod liver oil. This is the supplements.
And you base that on their hair mineral analysis, right? Looking
yes,
at how
use,
their body
is. Yes, I use testing, but I use testing later on in the program mm-hmm. when there are niggling problems which we cannot quite figure out and
right.
cannot quite remove. I do not recommend to do testing at the beginning.
Everything's
you've got
off.
A lot of spare money to waste.
Yes, I agree.
Because testing is terribly expensive.
Yeah.
And I have family after family coming to me with a watch. Thick watch of tests and thousands of pounds spent on those tests.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what to do with them. And most of these tests are useless because they're out of date already.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wasted effort. There is no need to do any testing at all prior to the program. Just implement the program. Put all your resources, all your money into finding good quality food, good quality supplements, and get on with it. Later on, a year down the road, if there are some niggling problems that we are not quite nipping in the bud, then a few chosen, well-chosen tests will show us what we need to do.
Now, this is an interesting point because when I have patients come in to see me, I always start with food. And you would be amazed, maybe not, I don't know how your community is compared to mine, at the pushback I get for that. Like, I cannot give up X, Y, or Z in my diet. And I would rather take, I actually had a young woman that is in my practice with an autoimmune disease that she's very frustrated with. She's college age. And she said, I would rather take a whole handful, 3 handfuls, 5 handfuls of pills, 3 or 4 or 5 times a day than change my diet. And to that, I just say, if you're not absorbing these things in, you know, anyway, if you're not absorbing your food, then these supplements can actually do you more harm. And I think that's something that you bring out in your book that I appreciate, because people really want to have a magic pill in our society, and they're not willing to do the food half the time. So when we come back, I want to talk about that. How do you do this? How do you get people to actually change their diets? This is Healthy You Radio. You're listening to Keisha Ewers. We'll return in a moment.
If you are tired of feeling sluggish, overweight, and out of balance, then welcome to the Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method. The Fern Life Center now offers this medically designed protocol that results in fat loss while sparing muscle mass. The Ideal Protein Weight Loss Method is an easy four-phase protocol that helps stabilize the pancreas, hormones, and blood sugar levels while burning fat and maintaining muscle, not to mention an excellent support for cellulite reduction. The best part? We guarantee success. Welcome to your last diet. Call the Fern Life Center now and register for our next free introductory seminar. That's right, free. Call 425-391-3376 or go to fernlifecenter.com. Mention this ad and qualify for a drawing to receive your first product free. Call 425-391-3376 and find your healthy you.
If you're suffering with sinus congestion, fatigue, itchy eyes, eczema, acne, or any of the host of symptoms of allergies like hay fever, food allergies, even allergies to animals, you need NAET. NAET is a protocol that actually eliminates your allergies forever. Throw away the antihistamines, stop yearly allergy shots, and enjoy having your family pet in the house. To begin your journey to an allergy-free life, call Fern Life Center at 425-391-3376 or visit fernlifecenter.com. Your consultation with Keisha Ewers, ARNP, is covered by most insurance plans. Call now and start to enjoy the outdoors. Mention this ad and receive your program guidebook free. This is a $20 value. Call or visit Fern Life Center and make your appointment today. 425-391-3376. Look younger and feel beautiful with Fern Life Center's new Fern Simples Ayurvedic Skincare line. Anything you put on your skin is absorbed by your body, so shouldn't it be all natural, organic, and good enough to eat? Fern Simples products are all natural, organic, and good enough to eat. Our skincare line is formulated by Keisha Ewers, ARNP, Ayurvedic and functional medicine practitioner, using the ancient wisdom and recipes of Ayurveda and the latest anti-aging research from today's science. Nourish, detox, cleanse, renew, and protect your skin with our complete skincare regimen, which can be individualized to your specific body type or by our expert Ayurvedic estheticians at Fern Life Center in Issaquah. Or look for us this fall in a store near you. Go to fernlifecenter.com for more information about Fern Simples Ayurvedic skincare line. Simply natural, simply balanced, simply beautiful. Mention this ad and receive a free tester of our anti-aging face serum or eye cream. Call 425-391-3376 today.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
I know the only reason that I make it through is because I never stop believing in you. Some people wonder why we here.
Welcome back to Healthy You Radio. This is Keisha Ewers, and you're joining us today with a wonderful interview with Dr. Natasha Campbell McBride, who's the author of The Gut and Psychology Syndrome, and we're talking about how everything, actually, almost under the sun when it comes to illness, can be treated through the gut and your diet. And Dr. Campbell McBride, I had a woman the other day that was sitting in my office that said, can she fix my wrinkles too? Can she stop me from aging? I said, well, okay. Actually, yes. You get more wrinkles.
It will get better.
That's right. You get more wrinkles when you have a poor digestive tract. And your skin, I used to have terrible cystic acne. And when I started healing my gut and sealed it, the way it's supposed to be, now I don't wear any makeup on my skin and my skin is great. And so that actually is true. It improves pretty much everything, your hair, your nails, your skin, all the things that people are really worried about.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, talking about gaps,
The whole protocol is described, as I say, in my book, Gut and Psychology Syndrome, which I've updated, and the new updated edition just came out in November this year. It is larger. It has new chapters in it on epilepsy and eating disorders and failure to thrive, which are also very big problems in the world nowadays. So, and there is a website, which is an educational website, which I run and update very often, called gaps.me, M-E. Okay. GAPS.me. So it is an educational website, and there is a lot of information there. And through that website, you will find other resources, other websites, and various practitioners, GAPS practitioners around the world, and various other resources.
Well, Fern Life Center is going to get added to that, and we're going to put the information on our website also for people and start a community support group here in the Puget Sound, because this is very important work that you're doing, and I really appreciate it. So when you're putting people on this diet, can you give a kind of a quick introduction, as much as we can do here on the radio, about what that looks like? Because I know people are sometimes afraid of curtailing their diet or having themselves what they call restricted or deprived, and I actually don't find that it is a deprivation diet. You have to watch what you're putting in your mouth, but you get a bunch, you know, tons of great healthy food.
Absolutely. It is a very healthy, very nutrient-dense, and very versatile diet. Things that we exclude there are all the things which are not healthy for human body anyway, shown from all sorts of angles of the research and paleontology. We're removing all the substances which the damaged and leaky gut lining in these people is unable to handle, which feed the pathogenic flora and which damage the gut lining further. So if you want any healing to happen in your gut, you have to remove those foods for long enough time, because they are hard to digest and they are not particularly nourishing. And these are all grains and everything made out of grains, sugar and starch, starchy vegetables such as potatoes, sweet potato, yams, juice, and artichokes and parsnips. And I mean all grains. That includes wheat, rye, rice, corn, millet, buckwheat, quinoa, tapioca, couscous, amaranth, the lot. The whole lot of grains, because they're all starchy, they're low in useful nutrition, and they're very hard to digest. They're a great hard work for the digestive system. And we replace all that with things which are easy to digest, very dense in nutrition, and which will restore your body very quickly and very effectively. And that's meats, fish, eggs, fermented dairy products, vegetables, non-starch vegetables, fruit, nuts, and oily seeds. And there are hundreds of very delicious recipes. One big point of my diet, which I make to every patient, is the diet has to be high fat, and it has to be high in animal fats. Fats which come from meat, and from fish, and from eggs, and from butter, from dairy. Butter and cream, fermented cream. Why? Because every cell membrane in the body is made out of fats and cholesterol. And in order to build new cells, in order to regenerate your body, your damaged tissues in the body, you need to build new cells. The body needs to give birth to lots and lots of baby cells. And in order to do that, cell membranes need to be built, because the cell wall, the walls of organelles inside cells, they're all made out of fats, out of cholesterol and fats. And the bulk of them are saturated fatty acids. And a small proportion of them is monounsaturated, and a very tiny, tiny proportion is polyunsaturated. So the bulk of fats that you need to provide your body with in order to give birth to millions and millions of new baby cells to restore your body need to be rich in cholesterol and saturated fatty acids. And these come from pork fat and lamb fat and beef fat and goose fat and duck fat and butter and cream. And now, coconut oil. Coconut oil is one of the nature's most saturated fats. And of course, every patient that I talk to would ask me an immediate question. Am I going to die from heart disease on your diet? Because we've been all brainwashed that fats are evil and they cause heart disease. And now there's a big campaign to say that it causes cancer and it causes every other illness under the sun, including ingrowing toenails.
Well, you know,
it's all down to fats and cholesterol.
The interesting thing is that our heart disease, since we went fat-free in the 70s, has actually risen.
And it is still rising.
It's gone up.
Rising. Absolutely. Right. We've been subjected to propaganda, anti-fat and anti-cholesterol propaganda, for the last 50-odd years. If this idea was correct, by now, the rates of heart disease should have fallen. But they're not falling, they're increasing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a clear testimony that we're doing something wrong, that this theory is wrong and this propaganda is wrong. It's not working.
There's another interesting component that reflects the same thing as the cholesterol issue, and that is celiac disease incidence rising, 400% a year since we said it's all only gluten. Because the work that was done before on specific carbohydrate diets, actually celiac disease in our country had decreased, and then when they came out and said, oh, it's only gluten, it has been on the rise again. So I think people need to really take a hard look at these trends and say, this is not working, and we have to really go back to the basics here and understand the research that was making it go down is what your diet is.
Absolutely. And particularly pernicious and malignant idea about that cholesterol and fats, animal fats, are bad for us. It is doing immeasurable damage to millions of people around the world. And having explained to the 100th person that these natural fats have nothing to do with heart disease, I thought I better write a book about this. Mm.